Marquette theology student Paul Marcoux says Archbishop Weakland tried to fondle and kiss him back in 1979 when Marcoux was 33 years old and Weakland was 52. Marcoux contends a relationship continued until Weakland wrote Marcoux a long letter in 1980. But at a hastily called news conference, the Milwaukee Archdiocese said Weakland did not abuse anyone. The church also tried to defuse reports that the Archdiocese paid almost $500,000 to silence Marcoux. In a statement from Weakland read by his spokesperson, Jerry Tupchevsky, Weakland suggested that parishioners did not foot any bill.
I want to let the people of the Archdiocese know that through my 25 years as bishop, I have handed over to the Archdiocese money obtained by my lectures and writings, together with other honoraria. Cumulatively, those monies far exceed any settlement amount.
Weakland recently turned 75 and sent a mandatory retirement letter to the Vatican. He's asked church leaders there to speed up their acceptance of the letter. But a critic of Weakland says the Archbishop's upcoming retirement doesn't mean the new allegations aren't important. Patricia Marchant of the Survivors Network for Those Abused by Priests says cases targeting other clergy members should now get more attention.
There's lots of victims here in Milwaukee and families who've struggled with Archbishop Weakland. And Archbishop Weakland has not been honest and forthcoming over the years at various times as victims have come forward and confronted the diocese. So this is an opportunity for him and the Church of Milwaukee to really take a stand with their truth-telling so that the Catholics here and the rest of the community can begin to build some trust again.
Marquette University has released a statement saying it's saddened by the allegations involving its former student and the Archbishop. Chuck Quernbach, Wisconsin Public Radio in Milwaukee.